These are all preventable diseases because there's so much cancer, so much heart disease, so much arthritis, so much diabetes out there, what the World Health Organization calls the Big Four. I say again, all types of cancer, all types of cardiovascular disease, including strokes and heart attacks, the three types of diabetes and the 13 types of arthritis, including rheumatoid arthritis. These are all preventable diseases. So what I'm aiming to do is to teach people mainly in the 35, 40 and above age bracket that you are setting the stage for the next 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50 years of your life, your wellness, your health, your well-being.
Hi, this is Bruce Lipton, and you're listening to Planet FM.
Kia ora, greetings, and welcome to Planet FM 104.6. I'm Tim Lynch, and I trust that you are doing well. I invite you to stay with me over the next hour as we discuss and find ways to take care of our unique and magnificent green planet Earth. In the studio this morning, I have David Holden. Kia ora, David. Thank you for coming in.
Cool. Thank you for having me here, Tim. It's great to be back.
Yes. David, you've been a naturopath in New Zealand for 30 years plus. You've always been involved with what's going on with the body, how we can actually realign ourselves to be perfect specimens of the human species.
Mm-hmm.
And you specialise in naturopathy and nutritional biochemistry.
Mm-hmm.
And focusing on wellness and anti-aging.
I do.
And naturopathic oncology. Can you give us a little rundown, Dave?
Sure. Well, let's pick the naturopathic oncology first, because a lot of people say to me, why do you specialize in wellness and anti-aging and also cancer treatments? I say, well, actually, the two are very closely related because all cancers, in my view, start as a result of a faulty lifestyle. You're either not on your life mission, your spiritual purpose, you're not eating well, exercising. You may have defunct genetics, but they don't have to express, as we know from the work of Bruce Lipton. So it's a lot about creating a lifestyle plan for yourself. Like you create a business plan, you have a mortgage plan, you have a retirement plan. Where's your health plan, guys? Girls, hello? It's like it's the most important asset we have. And if we don't have health, what else have you got?
Very true, yeah. Well, you see, I think one of the other things is broken relationships or toxic relationships.
Yes.
And people carry around all this thought process of, you know, attack
negativity.
Thoughts.
Negativity, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think this is a real driving force for a lot of people.
Yep.
And they're not happy, and so as a consequence, they tail off.
Absolutely. So my motivation for doing the Wellness and Anti-Aging New Zealand tour that I'm doing starting February 25th in Queenstown is because there's so much cancer, so much heart disease, so much arthritis, so much diabetes out there, what the World Health Organization calls the Big Four. I say again, all types of cancer, all types of cardiovascular disease, including strokes and heart attacks, the three types of diabetes and the 13 types of arthritis, including rheumatoid arthritis. These are all preventable diseases. So what I'm aiming to do is to teach people mainly in the 35, 40 and above age bracket that you are setting the stage for the next 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50 years of your life, your wellness, your health, your well-being. So it's very important, just as much as you're putting money aside for retirement and you're developing a career and you're putting time into loving relationships and raising a family and paying a mortgage, you need to be considering, what am I doing every day to take care of my vehicle, to take care of my body, my emotions, my mental health, and my spiritual health, my life purpose, my direction? Why am I here? What can I do to enhance that process? How can I get clearer on that process?
Wake up in the morning, your first breath, we've got to have clean
pure air and then
yep.
water and
yep.
and food too, an organic food chain if you can. Can you go through quickly some of this?
Absolutely. Look, a lot of it will be on my website, holdenhealthcare.com, and also on my Facebook pages for Holden Healthcare. The agenda, the itinerary, what I'm going to be talking about, which venues I'm going to and when. They're all at 7 to 10 p.m. in the evening. I'm doing Queenstown, Christchurch, Wellington, four spots in Auckland, North Shore, East Auckland, Central Auckland, Waiheke, Kerikeri, and New Plymouth after WOMAD. I'm going to be talking about the best health and wellness websites that you can access. I'm going to give you that information. You can enroll on them, get their newsletters. They're free. These are the top three, in my view, health websites on the planet. And you'd be crazy not to look at them. There's really valuable information there that your doctor, the average doctor, is not going to tell you. Okay, they don't know this information. They're not published in medical journals. They don't involve taking drugs. Okay. We're going to be talking about how you can build up you and your family's immunity with diet, with minimal supplementation, with healthy foods that increase your antioxidants in your circulating bloodstream that massively induce immune competence in the body, particularly for toddlers and the elderly that are the weakest in our society and what they can do to help strengthen their immune systems. We're going to be talking about specific evidence-based natural medicines that work. We're going to talk about protecting yourself from common colds and flus in winter. What's your metabolic type? How does that have a part to play? How does your blood type play a part in the ideal diet for you? We're going to be talking about whether you're best to be an omnivore, a vegetarian, a vegan, raw or cooked foods, a FODMAPS diet, sugar-free, cyclic fasting. Does it work? Is it good for me? What about liver and colon and kidney detoxes? Do they work? How do I do them? We're going to talk about lactose and gluten intolerance. How much of an issue is it? The top 10 best superfoods to include in your diet and why? And they're foods, not supplements, they're foods. The five worst health-eroding junk foods and why you should avoid them, why they're so bad. The single one thing when parents say to me, what's one thing I should be doing with my kids? Don't feed them anything fizzy, period, end of story. Now, there's a new exception to that kombucha. And some of the new kimchis and sauerkrauts are a bit fermented and some of the fizzy drinks from kombucha. Some of them are good. Some of them aren't. They're very high in sugar. Beware of that. And talk about fasting, periodic intermittent fasting, like not going for a 5 or 10 or 20-day water fast. We're talking about not eating for a day a week.
Yes.
Lots of water. Have some fruit, only if you want to. We'll talk about mono diets, like a brown rice diet, a watermelon diet. Every February this month, when watermelon are in their peak, I grab a big organic watermelon. I eat nothing but watermelon for 3 to 5 days every year to detox my kidneys. Watermelon's one of the most alkalizing foods you can ever eat. It's 97% water and it's full of minerals. Chew the pips, swallow them. Eat as much of the rind as you feel comfortable because they're full of potassium and minerals. Okay? So it's a superfood. It really is. And then it's a wonderful cleanser for your body. The kidneys take a hammering with fizzy drinks, coffee, you know, the rubbish, dehydration. It's a serious one for the over 40s, particularly the over 50s. 90% of over 50s I see are dehydrated. I've got machines that test for this.
And at the moment, summer, hot weather, we're doing it right.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, people need to generally up their pure water, not fluoridated, chloridated tap water, because that's damaging to the thyroid and the immune system and switches off particular codons in our genetics that can stimulate disease processes. So being aware that drinking pure clean water is really what it's about. And I'm not into tap water at all. I talk about what is yin exercise? What is yang exercise? Yin exercise is what women are usually better at doing, flexibilities, Pilates, yoga, because of their sex hormones, they're more flexible for childbirth, and that goes on into the rest of their lives. Yang exercise is more male exercise, building up muscle mass.
Weights.
And the best way to increase muscle mass is to do weights. But to do both. But men and women need to do both, particularly as they age. It's really important. Yoga. What's the best types of yoga for me? I'm going to show a video clip on the five Tibetans that I do every morning. Love doing the five Tibetans. Tai Chi, Qigong. I'm showing a video clip on the eight brocades of Shaolin Qigong and how that's very good for improving your vitality and your wellness and the longevity of your life. Weights, what's the best types to do? What can I do for stress, anxiety, depression, okay? How do I boost my immunity? How do I balance my nervous system? Is electromagnetic radiation and microwave emitting devices bad for me? Are EMRs and micro cell phones really safe? What does the science say? What about 5G? We've done, talked about 5G before. That's a whole hour topic, okay? So, but I'm going to present the science, not what I think or what I feel, though that's important too, but what does the science actually say? What's reproducible?
That's right. It is 2019 science. Yep. It was 2018 science.
Yes.
And it's very difficult for ordinary people to access this information. You've collated it all.
Precisely. And you and I are on a group about 5G too, so that's another story. What else? Mind-body therapies. Do they work? Meditation, mindfulness, yoga, qigong. These are all forms of mind-body therapy. What's the best one for me? Now, there are different body types. There are different mental types. I'm trained in five different types of meditation, and I've got two that I particularly enjoy that suit my mental type that I do on a regular basis. So if you're trained in TM meditation and it doesn't suit, a mantra doesn't suit your mental type, you're not going to sit with it. It's not going to be easy for you. Whereas if you're better at Vipassana meditation, which is more contemplating stillness and watching the thoughts come and go.
And breathing through your nose. And
absolutely. The breath is pivotal in Vipassana. Then you need to know that there are different types of meditation that may suit you better, okay? Osho was a guru back in the 70s, 80s, 90s who developed a whole range of movement meditations that are very good for active Westerners. But all those meditations involved about 20 minutes of fitful manic exercise followed by 20 minutes of total stillness. So the guy had some answers, and we'll talk a bit about that. We'll also talk about medicinal cannabis, what the science says. It's a no-brainer to me that cannabis is a wonderful medicine. Like cocaine and heroin have become medicines over time. Cannabis has a place there too. We'll also talk about recreational because we have an election in 2020 where that's one of five referendum questions we're going to be asked. We need to be informed. There's pros and cons for recreational cannabis. What are they? How to sleep better. The importance of sleep. How much is enough? What if I don't get enough? This is absolutely pivotal to being well, having a competent immune system, and to making sure that you don't get sick in winter as a regular thing. So sleep, adults don't get near enough, teenagers even less, and they should be getting more. We're using devices all the time. We shouldn't be using them before bed. I go into what we call sleep hygiene, the science of sleep hygiene, how to ensure that you get a good 7, 8, 9 hours every night. Really, really important. And if you have to take supplements or medications to do that, it's probably wise you do. And I'll explain why. Real health and environmental risks about 5G coming to a corner antenna and cell phone tower near you. This is a big, big topical issue. We will talk about that for a few minutes in the seminar. Do plant-based stem cell enhancers really work? This is a new technology that I've come across in the last 5 years and been using it the last couple. Very excited about these. Do the new X39 LifeWave stem cell patches work or not? Are they a waste of time? Are they real? What are the latest and best new health technologies? Technology is improving around us exponentially. And it's not just medicine and engineering and space flight, etc., that's got technology. Natural medicine has become extremely technological now. I've got a very, very well-equipped clinic with nearly 200K of equipment in it. And we use this on patients, and they're blown away by the stuff we can do and how accurate it is. And say, why doesn't my doctor do this? Well, there's a motivation behind that. The drug companies don't want your doctor not prescribing drugs and not prescribing foods, diet, exercise, herbs, homeopathic supplements that I do as a naturopathic physician.
That's right. The doctors don't understand anything from a holistic point of view. Some are.
Oh, some do, and some do extra courses, but they're not taught it at medical school, not in New Zealand.
Correct, that's right.
Yeah. So in 6 years of medical training doing 2 degrees, they get 3 hours of lectures on nutrition. If they miss those lectures, they don't have to repeat them. In naturopathic medicine in New Zealand now, it's a 3-year degree, about to be upgraded to a 4-year degree. They do 2 years of nutrition. If you get less than 70% of your finals, you have to sit the entire course again. So that's the difference. What else am I going to be talking about? getting rid of chemicals in your home, how you can do this easily, clean up your cosmetics, ladies and gentlemen, and skin and hair care, what you can do to replace what's chemically ridden, hidden chemicals that are not declared on the label, what to look for, what to use instead. Why go Wi-Fi free? I've just spent $1,000 in my home-based clinic and gone wireless free. One of the best things I've ever done. I'm sleeping better. I have more energy. My mental focus is sharper. I've noticed a massive difference. I wasn't aware that it was affecting me as much as my computer technology was telling me it was. So I'm really pleased I did that, and I encourage more people to do that. Always turn your Wi-Fi router off at night. As long as you remember to turn it back on again in the morning. Last one to bed is deemed turning it off. First one in the morning to wake up, turn it back on. You don't need it on at night. That's a good step towards going Wi-Fi free. Give your body that 8-hour break from Wi-Fi. If you unfortunately live in an apartment block with lots of other people, you've got a bit of a problem. But I can talk about simple solutions you can do to protect yourself from other Wi-Fi. What can you do to protect yourself against these devices? And there's lots of other stuff we're talking about, interacting with the audience. We're going to be showcasing some of the latest, best technology the last 5 to 10 years that's come out in naturopathic medicine, specific items you can replace with your cleaners at home, in your bathroom, cosmetic skincare, as I talked about, what foods to be eating more of, how you can get them, networking with practitioners in your area, because I'm doing a nationwide tour. So it's not all about Auckland, even though I'm based in Auckland. And I'm happy to come back and speak in any town where they can get 20 bums on seats. I'll come and talk. And this is a 2-hour multimedia presentation with lots of little DVD clips, lots of little quizzes, lots of all sorts of interesting stuff that will really open your mind to the possibilities of what you can do to be really healthy and well and to age gracefully. Because the research is showing that this generation and every decade, we're extending human lifespan by another 5 years, okay? But who wants to be the walking dead? Who wants to be alive if their body's a vegetable or their mind's a vegetable? You want to be sharp and really, really onto it till the day you decide to leave the planet.
Thank you, Dave. I cut it right back. How does a human being live on a planet? Mm. Well, the fact is that our planet lends us a body. Mm-hmm. And we get lent free, pure air, free, vital water, rainwater.
Yep.
And until recently, a free organic food chain.
Yes.
And what we need to do now is make sure that we can embody those three specifics, air, water, and food, into our vehicle.
And now there's a fourth one, the ether. We need to be taking care of our space that's being bombarded by 100 digital television stations, multiple digital radio stations, multiple TV and cell phone networks. This is toxic stuff, guys. And the science hasn't yet caught up with the latest information and the latest stuff that's coming out. And you need to be aware of this. Most people intuitively know not to hold a cell phone against their head for too long, or it will cause you brain cancer. And that is written in the terms and conditions of the cell phone pamphlet that comes with your phone. Most people don't read it. It's the fine print buried in a multiple-page contract. But that's the cell phone company's get-out-of-jail-free card. They've warned you. You didn't take their advice. Problems with you, not them. So you need to be aware of this. Simple things like never wear a cell phone on your person. Ladies, in the handbag. Guys, get a man bag, do the same. Do not wear a cell phone in a hip pocket or front pocket. Men, you're going to increase your risk of prostate cancer, bowel cancer. Women, ovarian cancer, uterine cancer, cervical cancer. In a suit pocket or a breast pocket for a woman, stupidity. And get off the thing as fast as you can. Texting is fine. Speakerphone, hand's length away from you is fine. But don't have that phone operating within a meter of your body. Smart move. When you're asleep at night, put your phone on flight mode. Charge it in a room away from your bedside. Don't use it as an alarm clock unless it's on flight mode. Don't charge any electronic devices around your bed at night. Create a free, Wi-Fi free, electronic free zone around your bed every night, and your body will thank you for it.
Very good. I definitely agree. I make sure I turn mine off. And if there's a smart meter too, this is another problem.
Yeah, well, you can get smart meters changed, and Catherine Smith is an expert on this. Catherine Smith is the publisher and editor of New Zealand Journal of Natural Medicine. She's on our 5G group as well, and she's got a lot of information on stopsmartmeters.org, I think is the website.
.nz. stopsmartmeters.org.nz.
And she wrote that website, lots of good information there. You can demand that your power company change your smart meter. If they've sent you a notification saying they want to upgrade it, refuse. You can have the smart meter installed, but the remote switched off. So still got the advantage of digitally reading what you're using, it just doesn't broadcast it externally. And you don't want to have that, believe me.
Okay, speaking of the things that we cannot see and these transmissions, Dave, your dad was involved in the Clean Air Act.
He was indeed.
Way back.
He was indeed. He was a senior scientist. He was called PAPCO, Principal Air Pollution Control Officer for New Zealand, for the last 13 years of his working life. And he was a chemical engineer. And one of the things he heralded in New Zealand was combusting PCBs, which are highly toxic polychloral biphenols produced in plastics and a range of industrial things, highly chemically toxic. They have a half-life of hundreds, if not thousands of years. But if they're combusted above 600 degrees C, they are burnt and destroyed completely. And he heralded getting all the PCBs collected from around New Zealand and burnt at the Tasman Bay cement works because they had a kiln that was hot enough. And he checked the flues, no PCBs coming out at all. It was so hot, destroys the chemical, the molecular substance breaks down and that's it, gone. And he did lots of other little innovations like that to keep these toxic chemicals out of New Zealand's environment. And that was fine in the days when it was pollution you could see and monitor. Now we're dealing with frequencies that you can't see. Some people can feel them, I can, and you can monitor them with devices. But it's not something that most people are aware of unless they become EHS or electro-hypersensitive, which more and more people are becoming as the intensity of Wi-Fi goes up. And we're all bathed in it every day in our offices and our homes and in our bedrooms. So this is a concern, and we've got to step up our understanding and technology and knowledge because technology and science is accelerating, and we've got to keep up with it and keep health checks in place to make sure it's safe. I embrace technology like you do, Tim. We're sitting here in a high-tech radio studio with EMF everywhere, but we're not bathing in it all the time. We're using it for what we need it for, then we're out of there.
That's right. Can I just jump back? The Clean Air Act, your dad was involved in it.
1972 it was passed, yeah.
That's right. Now, the other thing that I want to extend on this is that the high tech of today, we've found out that if you take the lungs out of an ordinary human, the collecting facility within the lungs,
yeah.
Alveoli?
Yeah, alveoli, yep, yep.
If you spread out a lung...
The surface area, yeah.
It comes to a size of a tennis court.
Double tennis court.
Double tennis court,
absolutely.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. It's huge.
And so what... The importance of this is was taking in this air is imperative.
Yep. So simple thing like smokers, for very few of the audience that are smokers, get off them, go on to e-cigarettes. They are so much safer. And then wean yourself off the nicotine, then eventually wean yourself off the e-cigarette. They are so much cleaner. 95% less toxins enter the body with a vaping device than a smoke. I mean, hello, is anyone home? The government should be subsidising this. It should be part of their initiative to have a smoke-free New Zealand 2020, 2025.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. With the water that we're taking in, Auckland's an awkward situation because we take 10% of the water from the Waikato River.
We do.
And it's a huge catchment area, gigantic catchment area, a lot of farms, etc. So again, we have to get away from our taps. I bring in water myself.
Yeah, I will not drink tap water. I haven't done for well over 35 years. And this is an area that has special interest to me because my scientific profession, putting my other hat on before I became a naturopath, a nutritional biochemist, I was a microbiologist for the health department. And the last job I had was to analyze Epsom tap water back in 1985. Yeah, and that was before we were importing the Waikato River water. And the list of contaminants in the water was as long as your forearm in 10-point print. And it was all the chloride, the fluoride, the aluminium silicates that they add to the water to lubricate the pipes, to stop blockages and rust. There's a lot of inhibitors in there. Now, you don't want to be using your kidneys... to filter that crap out. Use technology. So get yourself a water purifier. Distillers, not so good. I mean, they're okay. They're clean. The water's totally clean, but it creates a vacuum, and the body doesn't like a vacuum. So if you drink too much distilled water, great if you're fasting and detoxing, but not for everyday use because you will eventually demineralize yourself.
That's it. There's no minerals in...
Yeah, so reverse osmosis is good too, but I recommend purified spring water that's got minerals in it. We don't drink water for minerals. You want your water to be more alkaline than acidic and neutral. So pH of about 7.4, 7.5 to 8, 8.5 if you want to detox. Higher for short terms of periods of time, like cancer patients, I'll sometimes put on pH 9 to pH 9.5 water for a couple of weeks to accelerate a kidney detox or a liver detox or post-chemo. But there's lots of tricks there. Just don't drink tap water, folks. It's just stupidity. Just don't do it. Always, if you have to, if you can't afford a purifier or don't have one straight away, next time you go to the supermarket, buy a 5 or 10 litre container of spring water and drink that until you can get a safe purifier or at least a filter installed on your tap water.
Dave, I heard stories about people who get cancer, quite often their body is more acidic than alkaline.
Yes, definitely.
And the acidic comes through eating foods there that are processed or...
Lots of sugary foods, yep. Processed foods, lots of too much meat in the diet. Absolutely, yes. The pH system, 0 to 7, is acidic. 7 to 14 is alkaline. Your blood pH is designed to be 7.4, okay, which is alkaline. And the body will struggle to balance your biochemistry. If you have a very acidic diet or acidic lifestyle with lots of stress, too much coffee, not enough work breaks, not enough fresh air and getting out and exercising, then your body will go acidic, and your body robs alkaline minerals stored in your bones and your tissues to alkalize, to bind with those acids, to flush them out of the body. So you become deficient in minerals. Minerals are a richest source of alkaline building blocks. So it's very important that we eat plenty of fresh vegetables and fruits. We talk about that with everyone has the opportunity at my talk to get antioxidants scanned with a very high-tech device that was developed by Stanford University by a company called Pharmanex. And this scanner cost $500 million to create. It's using lasers. I think I've done it on you, haven't I? And it scans you on the ulnar area of your palm, allowing a litre of blood to pass through the sensor.
We'll do it next time
you come over on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
And you can measure your antioxidants on a 0 to 100,000 scale. We want people to be 44,000 or higher. So you'd be amazed how many vegetarians don't eat vegetables. Surprises me. I'm stunned. I hear people saying, oh, I'm a vegetarian. They don't eat meat, but they eat lots of grains and bread, and they fill up on fried food and sweet stuff. Right. You know, it's crazy. So the fundamentals of the human diet, in a nutshell, are pure water, lots of vegetables, and lots of fruit, particularly berry fruit. If you can't afford organic, wash it really well. Organic, obviously, is better. Homegrown is better still. But that should be the basis of your diet. And the other bits depend on your metabolic type, your blood type, and your lifestyle. If you're a fitness trainer and you want to have a bit of muscle, you need extra protein in your diet. You can do that as a vegetarian or a vegan or an omnivore. And if you've got a very sedentary life, then you want to cut down on the carbs and the sugars big time and get more of those alkaline vegetables in. And smoothies and blended drinks are a wonderful way, along with salads this time of year, of getting those nutrients in quantity.
Yeah, thank you, Dave. Yeah, this is really, really good information. I came across a multimillionaire from Waikato who's got big interest in health, and he said the potatoes in New Zealand are sprayed so many times.
Are they really? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, potatoes. And it's really, really bad. I mean...
Probably antifungals, probably.
Yep. Onions, he said, up to 14 times.
Mm.
And I know that celery...
Celery is heavily sprayed.
Heavily sprayed.
Yeah.
And it was quite interesting because I interviewed Sue Ketchley, who we both know, when she was in the Green Party.
God bless her.
And too darn right, she was superb.
Oh, she's a powerhouse, that lady. She's great.
Yes. And she was the chair, she held the chair of the Parliamentary Health Committee. So that everything,
she did, for a number of years.
That's
yep.
right. So that everything that went through in relation to health, she, at the top, was able to look at everything,
yep.
make sure it's all okay before it went to legislation, blah, blah, blah. And I said to her, Sue, look, in an interview, I said, Sue, there are so many people in their 50s and 60s taking up hospital beds throughout New Zealand as a result of eating poor food because of bad choices of drink and food.
Yep.
And that they've got heart problems.
Yes.
They've got
diabetes, arthritis.
That's right. And they're taking up beds. And I said, look, what's going on? They're going to crash the system in the future because yeah. we can't afford it.
Yeah. Dementia too. That's going nuts.
And she said, yeah, I know. I said, what do you know? Yeah. And she said, yeah, sure. And not only that, I said, well, does the government know? She said, oh, the government knows. And the health department? Yep, they all know. I said, well, what are they going to do about it? And she said,
diddly squat.
Nothing. They're going to do nothing. So people, listen to what Dave's saying, because really it's imperative that we take action. We are the people who need to bring about the change.
Yeah. Well, Sue was instrumental in getting junk foods taken out of schools, which unfortunately was reversed in the first year of the national government that took over when Helen Clark's government left power. And this new government now has had a chance to rewrite the rules and to rewrite guidelines for schools to take stuff out of the tuck shops, particularly sugar, fizzy drinks, and just deep-fried crap, basically. So that's good. If they can get more fruit and vegetables and whole grains in there for the kids growing bodies and minds, that's what's needed.
I'm speaking with David Holden on his forthcoming tour of New Zealand. His website is holdenhealthcare.com or davidholden.co.nz, or check out Facebook, Holden Healthcare. You know, from time to time, Dave, I really like fish and chips.
Mm.
But essentially, that's a plate of free radicals.
Yeah. Well, it's a treat food. It's not something you're going to have every day, is
no,
it?
No.
Like a fizzy drink is a treat food for a kid's birthday party or Christmas or Easter, but it's not something you're going to eat every day. But these days, people are.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Okay, Australia. Dave, well, look, I mean, this is good. We've covered a number of things here, and I want to carry on because I'm enthusiastic about what I take into my vehicle.
Yep.
And I've got my own veggie garden.
Great.
It's organic.
Great.
And I've got some seaweed from down at the beach.
Nice.
Up north. Yeah. I don't get the local seaweed around the city because of the ocean being polluted close to Auckland.
Sure.
But what it is I'm taking in all this stuff. And when I go out and I till the soil, get my seeds or put my seedlings in, I've got this connection.
Yes.
And I see something burst out of the soil and it then turns into a fantastic mass of either greenery or your tomatoes or whatever. And you take this in, and it's a spiritual connection.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's a way of the plant world embracing you and making love to you by producing this gorgeous food that you can eat that excites your taste buds and really fulfills that aspect of wanting to nurture yourself by growing your own food. It's a wonderful thing to do. Not everyone, unfortunately, has that luxury. But even people in apartment blocks, you can have little window bays of plants where they catch the sun. You can grow your own culinary herbs there. You can grow all sorts of things. So just do it. Just do it. If you want to hear more about this, come to my Wellness and Anti-Aging Tour. It's on from February the 25th in Queenstown. I'll briefly go through the dates now, where it's being held. And, you know, it will eventually be available on the web as well. But nothing like being there in person because there's some prize draws and there's all sorts of fun things happening on the night. Queenstown's Monday the 25th, 7 to 9 p.m. We've changed the venue. I'm doing Christchurch on Wednesday the 27th of February, Wellington on Monday the 1st of March at the Quakers Hall in Mount Vic, Auckland North Shore Monday the 4th of March in Browns Bay Community Hall, Auckland East Wednesday the 6th at the Anchorage Park Community House Pakuranga, and also we're doing Auckland Central Ferndale House, the Pink Room in Mount Albert, Kerikeri Monday the 11th at the Turner Centre, Kerikeri, that hasn't been confirmed yet. WOMAD, after WOMAD, I'll be down there for that, doing New Plymouth on the 18th of March. That's after the WOMAD Festival's finished. And last but not least, Waiheke Island, Thursday the 21st of March at the Waiheke Sustainability Centre or the Ex-Bowling Club in Oniroa. Now, I am open to doing other places. We didn't do Nelson, Rotorua, Tauranga, couldn't get the connections at the right time. But I'm happy to go back and do those places if people want me to. So, yeah, I'm happy to come and talk about all these subjects and to enlighten people as to what they can be doing right here, right now, to improve your health and wellness factor significantly. And one of the most important things is to move your body. If you do nothing but 10 or even 20 minutes of exercise a day, it is going to make a difference. Doing the five Tibetans or some Qigong every day to stretch your body is going to make a difference. Just like having a smoothie full of avocado and blueberries and kiwi fruit and apple and some protein powder and make a really nice healthy drink rather than cornflakes and cow's milk with sugar on it. Or the breakfast of All Blacks, I laugh, Wheat Bix and milk and sugar. Like, hello, guys, get with the program. That's going to cause intestinal dysbiosis. So many people react to cow's milk. So many people react to wheat. So those are two foods, and sugar. Those are the top three that people should probably remove out of their diet or experiment in reducing.
I don't buy milk now, Dave.
I know, I've never drunk cow's milk for decades.
And one of the things was, I come from a farm, Mata Mata.
Yep.
Dad used to bring a bucket of milk from the cow shed.
And still warm, probably.
Yeah, all too right. Mm. Well, it went through a cooler, but it was still slightly warmish. And then Mum would put it out in big bowls, and we'd let it sit for a while until the cream came to the top.
Yep.
And then with a big spoon, she'd take all the cream off, and then us kids would drink the milk.
Yeah.
And that's it.
But that was raw. That hadn't been homogenised.
That's right. And nor was it pasteurised either.
It had no chemicals added to it. That was a raw, natural state. And if you're not lactose intolerant, you can handle that type of milk on a regular basis if you want to, if you're not lactose intolerant. But more and more people are becoming reactive to lactose.
That's true.
Overexposure. You overexpose. The Chinese react to white rice because they eat too much of it. We react to wheat bread because we eat too much of it.
Well, from what I've heard, that the Chinese have got a lactose intolerance.
Yes.
And New Zealand is sending up all our white milk powder for the kiddies, the babies, to have. So, gosh.
Polynesians and Maori, too, are in disproportionately higher in lactose intolerance.
Yes.
And black Africans as well. And here we are exporting milk powder to them. It's one of the last things they need. I mean, yes, it'll keep them alive, but it won't keep them well.
Well, this is business. It's lost its moral compass. Mm. Dave, I want to talk a little bit about oils.
Sure.
I was up in China very recently, and I've got a concern about what oils they use, fast oils. If you go into a supermarket and you see all these gold oils everywhere, and then you see a few bottles that have got a green bottle, and you hear that the reason why there's a green bottle is that the light breaks down the
it
oil.
Does. It does.
And then, but because the bulk of oils in supermarkets are just in the golden bottles.
Avoid buying any oil in plastic, number one. Avoid canola oil, number two, because it's genetically modified. The best oils to have, pure olive oil. It doesn't have to be extra virgin. Cold-pressed olive oil is really, really good for you. In fact, one of the treatments for cardiovascular disease is 2 dessert spoons of cold-pressed olive oil drunk every day. Okay? It changes the matrix of plaque in your body. Avocado oil is one of my favorites. That's a delicious oil. Coconut oil, delicious oil. Those are probably the top three.
Yes.
Okay. Butter is better than margarine. There's nothing wrong with butter unless you're grossly lactose intolerant. I'm lactose sensitive, but I do eat butter, lashings of it when I have it, on my paleo bread once in a blue moon. Love it. Coconut oil, lashes of that. Love that. And my preference is a fat, juicy avocado, centimeter thick, on my paleo bread with diced tomato and a bit of Himalayan salt. That's a gorgeous snack. Really nice.
Am I going too far? Because sometimes I want to have Marmite with it.
Marmite's fine. It's got a little bit of salt in there, but it's got B vitamins. Not good if you've got a yeast infection.
Okay.
Okay, because it'll encourage that. But otherwise, yeah, it's a good source of B vitamins. No problem at all.
So with the foods, I mean, we've got to put the best into our body. And you mentioned superfoods.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about a couple of superfoods, okay? So one of the top superfoods is spirulina. Now, most people know spirulina from the green drinks, okay? If you're going to have spirulina, particularly if you're a vegan or a vegetarian, it needs to be up there in the top three in your list. And we're talking quantities of spirulina, not a couple of tablets. We're talking a dessert spoon heaped in a smoothie. Okay, blend it up with banana, put a carrot in there, and blend it up and have that as a drink. Some of the other superfoods, bee pollen, wonderful stuff. Where did the bee pollen go? Okay, the varroa mite wiped out a lot of bees, but there's still a lot of bee pollen out there. And bee pollen has got 22 known minerals, dozens of enzymes. It's a nutrient factory, really. It's a superfood. Very good for hay fever, very good for immune boosting. I get patients to have a heap teaspoon of it every day. It's delicious. Other superfoods, there are so many of them. I consider coconut a superfood, okay? Whole coconut. Have you ever seen a Polynesian with bad teeth?
Only when they come to New Zealand and eat junk food.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the photos that I saw of...
Beautiful white, strong teeth, big, strong bone structures, because the coconut they eat.
1930s and the 1920s, when you saw photos, they all had very, very good teeth.
Exactly. So, superfoods, I consider all vegetables a superfood. I consider all berry fruits a superfood. You need to be aiming for 5 vegetables a day and a minimum of 3 fruits, preferably 1 berry fruit amongst them a day. So about 8 combination fruit vegetables per day would be ideal, including some healthy fat like avocado or coconut or ground nuts and seeds. All nuts and seeds in my book are a superfood.
Soak
them and you'll get much better absorption, particularly if you're older and you don't absorb well. Sprout them is even better. Sprout the seeds until they just produce a little sprout on them, and then you can blend them up in a blender and drink that, or you can chew them in a salad. No problem at all. Really, really wonderful addition to the protein levels and your mineral levels. Now, we're talking about superfoods here. Two things I want to talk about is what's the ideal minerals to take for men and for women as a food. For men, it's a no-brainer. It's zinc and selenium. Every time a man makes love, he loses zinc. Zinc is imperative for 60 different biochemical cycles in the body. Men, you need to be replacing it. Teenage boys and young men particularly have the highest demands for zinc in their bodies of any other gender, age group. Women need a lot more, particularly if they're menstruating, iron. Iron's really important. 1 in 5 women are anemic, okay? So you can get iron from molasses. You don't have to have beef and lamb. You can get it from spirulina. You can get it from a lovely molasses drink. And I do recommend some women, particularly if they've got heavy periods, is they take a mineral, an iron supplement, or a liquid iron herbal tonic to boost those levels. And women also need high levels of B6. Now, what nutrients do you need to boost your immune system? Vitamin C, vitamin D are the two most important ones, okay? So vitamin D, be sun smart. Don't get full body exposure after 11 o'clock, before 3 o'clock. But outside of those times, if you've got a private backyard, full body exposure, 20 minutes top side, bottom side, and don't shower with soap after you've sunbathed for at least 5 hours. Because it takes 5 hours for the vitamin D to biochemically form on your skin and absorb as a sebum into the bloodstream. So if you wash it off with soap and water, all your vitamin C goes down the plug hole. So if you're at the beach and you're swimming and you've had sun exposure, by all means have a warm shower, but don't use soap. The next morning you can use soap and shampoo. No problem. By then the vitamin D's absorbed.
Very good, yeah, we need to know this. Mm-hmm. And in winter in New Zealand, I used to feel quite sort of down in winter because of the cold and the dark. What can you do?
The number one thing there is to make sure you sleep well. So darken your curtains in the room, get heavy drapes, go EMF-free in your sleeping environment. Take an extra dose of magnesium if you get a bit of insomnia. Melatonin's very good. 5-HTP's very good. Sleep drops are very good. I go through lots of options because insomnia is huge. It's a really big problem out there. And the older people get, the less sleep they seem to get, and yet people know they need sleep. So listening to the radio at night doesn't cut it, folks. You need shut eye. You need to go into REM sleep. So that's a vital part of your immune system. What else can you do to avoid colds and flus? Obviously get sunshine when it's available, but not all towns in New Zealand, particularly south of the Bombays, have that opportunity. Keep your vitamin D levels up. You can get spray vegetarian vitamin D now from health food stores and pharmacies. You want about 1,000 IU a day for a kid, up to 3,000 to 5,000 IU for someone who's older. Just spray it on the tongue in the morning from Easter to Labor Weekend to keep your vitamin D up. Take vitamin C in fruit and veg. When there's not so much available in winter, take a small supplement, a little bit of vitamin C powder. It's the way to go. Keep your zinc levels up, and you can get those from pumpkin seeds. It's probably the richest nutrient source, but it's hard to absorb. And you can buy a little $20 bottle of drops from the chemist and take half a dozen of those a day in a smoothie, and your zinc levels are topped up. And zinc is crucial for immune system, absolutely crucial. Can't do without it.
When I was 26, I went and saw Dr. Maurice Archer.
Mm.
He set off or started the South Pacific School of Naturopathy.
He did.
And he told me then, do pumpkin seeds.
Yeah.
Whole foods and pumpkin seeds.
Yeah.
And I've been doing pumpkin seeds all the time. And one of the things I found is that pumpkin seeds and dates together, chewing them.
Yeah.
It's tasty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you're taking in all this.
One of my favorites, Tim, is to buy the pumpkin kernels, or pepito, some companies call it, pumpkin seed butter. And I'll take a big blob of that and stick it on my paleo toast.
Yes.
With avocado and tomato and my Himalayan salt and greens maybe. Or I'll put a big dollop of it in my smoothie every now and then. I take zinc anyway most days, particularly 6 months of the cooler months of the year. But pumpkin seed butter, hard to beat for males, definitely.
Okay, yeah, thank you. Paleo. I want you to talk about this. I buy the sourdough paleo, organic.
It's great, lovely.
But I only have about two or three times a week.
Yeah, I don't
one
have
slice.
It.
One slice.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Because the paleo bread's so bloody expensive, excuse my French, $10 a loaf.
Yes.
So I will, as soon as I open the pack, I'll take two pieces out, eat it, I'll freeze it.
And
it'll take me 2 weeks to go through a loaf. But when I have it, like I have a chilled soup that I put a homemade curry powder into to give it a bit of spice, but I like it chilled in summer, obviously warmed in winter, with a couple of 2 to 4 pieces of paleo bread with a thick layering of avocado when it's in season. That is a really nice meal. And paleo bread basically is a nut and seed bread. It's grain free. So it's not it doesn't stimulate inflammation in the body. Grains equate to a high degree in raising blood sugar and causing inflammation in the body. So that's why getting off grains is a smart move if you want to lose weight. If you want to lose weight, delay breakfast as long as possible, have dinner early, and go hungry for longer. And extend the fast overnight. Drink plenty of fluids, keep yourself hydrated. But if you back off the size and lateness of the evening meal and you have a more intelligent breakfast, no grains, a smoothie with high antioxidant berry fruit in it, avocado if you want, and some protein powder. Now, these new protein powders that have come out that are vegan-friendly, pea protein-based, are excellent. And we need more protein to build muscle. And it's very, very important. I get bodybuilders and people I put on fitness programs. If they're pumping iron, as soon as they pump the iron, I say, go and have a double, treble hit protein shake. Just in almond milk, rice milk, or coconut milk, stirred and shaken is fine. Or have a meal with a smoothie, put some fruit and veggies in it. Always put a carrot. Every time you have a smoothie, put a carrot in it. Carrot is a superfood. It's wonderful for our skin. It's very high in vitamin A. It's great for the immune system. And it pushes your carotenoid index up, which is one of the antioxidant scanner we have at the talks that we'll be testing people with. It uses a laser scanner and it picks up carotenoids in the body. Now, there's 5 main antioxidant groups in human nutrition that we know of. There's probably more. There is more. But we can measure 5 of them. And the carotenoid index is the easiest one to measure because it's a large molecule. So if your carotenoid index is high, all your other antioxidants are high. If it's low, the others are low because it's indicative of the others. So it's a simple test to see how good your diet is and how well you're absorbing those antioxidants.
Mm. Thank you, Dave. One of the things I love is carrot juice with beetroot.
Mm.
And then I'll have garlic and ginger.
Great for your liver.
Yep.
Yeah.
And green Granny Smith apple.
Wonderful.
And then I might just go and grab a silver beet leaf and put that in there.
Yep.
Boy, I like it.
Look, I
love it. I'm salivating. Now.
Exactly. I'd love to say to the parents out there, when you're looking for stuff for your kids' lunchbox, you can't go past a handful of nuts and seeds and some fruit. Put some fruit and put a carrot in there.
Mm.
Okay? Go for it. I mean, get your kids into having these foods as their the standard go-to rather than packaged junk.
Thank you. Yeah. Now, just for mums listening here. More and more kiddies are suffering from allergies.
Yes.
And we don't know where they're being affected from because there's just so many...
So many causes now.
Yeah. And so I'm around mums quite often, Dave, and I've seen mums come in where I am at the holiday camp, and they've got a... They're carrying a baby, but they'll open up a packet of white stuff, and they'll pour it into a plastic container, and then they'll add some tap water and put it in the microwave oven and lovingly kill their baby with kindness while dad is outside with a barbecuing bacon.
Charcoaling his meat.
Yeah. That's right, free radicals.
Mm-hmm.
And then putting it into white bread that has got margarine on top of it.
With Sugarland tomato sauce all over it. Yeah. It's bizarre, isn't it?
I mean, talk about self-sabotage.
Yeah. Yeah, precisely. So, you know, the mum's listening there, there's so many things that you can do to improve the health of your baby, to make sure your baby doesn't get sick and sniffles and colds and flus in winter. Don't get me started on vaccinations. We won't go there today. But suffice to say, vitamin D. Get a vitamin D pump, spray or a liquid. They're designed for kids. As soon as Easter happens, start dosing your kids up until Labor weekend every day with a bit of vitamin D. People think of vitamin C. Yes, that's important, but vitamin D is as important, probably more important, because your immune system depends on fat-soluble vitamin D. It takes a while to build up in the bloodstream, so you want to be hitting it before the cold weather comes. Whereas vitamin C is water-soluble. You drink it with an hour, it's in your bloodstream. Half an hour, it's in your bloodstream.
Very good. Yeah, Dave, revaccinations. Lisa Eyre did a very good interview with Bruce Lipton.
Good.
And you can get it at greenplanetfm.com.
There you go. So enough been said on that one.
Yes. Yeah, so, well, look, I just want to commend you, David, for going out, going to the people, going to these cities. I mean, it's strenuous. You've got a lot of focus. You to have to keep your eye on the ball, so to speak. And you're also going to be mentioning... particularly the 5G.
Yes.
We do not have
people... We'll do a segment on 5G, yep. And wireless.
There's not enough baby boomers out there cranking it across New Zealand. We need to really network this right across the country and rapidly as well. And the key to it is for listeners today is to get this information, share it with their people down country.
Yep.
We need to get as many people out aware of...
We do. And this is not a once-off, folks. I'm happy to do this every year. There's always new inventions, new breakthroughs in naturopathic medicine. It's a very, very dynamic field. It's a massive field. It's many times the size of orthodox medicine because of the over 5,000 recognized therapies now. So there's so much going on there and a lot more evidence-based science behind it too, which is very encouraging to see that science is catching up with what naturopaths have known about for centuries in some cases. So, yeah, I will be visiting a town near you soon. Please support it. Tell your friends. Come along. It's $25 at the door, $20 if you pre-book on Eventbrite. And it will be on my website, holdenhealthcare.com. And I'm sure, Tim, you'll post the itinerary up on the Green Planet FM website as well. So all the information is there. Come along. Get educated. Have some fun. Learn about some new things. Find out what you can do to stay well. And how you can slow down the aging process.
Yes, we need to. Dave, I'm wanting to ask you, have you a little story? of a situation where a major healing took place as a result of intervention from a holistic perspective?
Many of them. I had an 11-year-old girl come and see me, had a very, very bad eczema, she was very itchy, she ripped the skin, it was a real mess. And we did some quite detailed work with her on one of the scanners we have and found out she had multiple parasites. We cleared the parasites up, cleared the diet up, and it took 4 months. But on the third monthly recheck, she came in. What a difference. And the mother sent me photos a month later because they were overseas in Australia. They moved over there. Skin problem gone. One of the classic examples was a young woman that also came and saw me with really bad headaches and no energy. When I analyzed her diet, which no doctor or psychiatrist had done, they wanted to give her mind-altering drugs, she was drinking 6 cans of Diet Coke a day. Hello, is anyone home?
Yes.
Took her off that, replaced it with water and diluted fruit juice until she got off the sugar taste. Headaches went away. Oh, the other thing I mentioned, periods are very erratic. Periods normalized. Headaches went away. Energy came up within 2 weeks of stopping the Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Simple intervention. No one had asked her about a diet.
Intelligent. Intelligent. Wow. Yeah, I came across a mate of mine who's a very specialized acupuncturist on the west coast of the United States. He's quite profound. And he just told me the other day, he said that the American military, now, when some soldier or somebody has been injured or wounded and they're brought to base, to hospital base, the first thing they do is they go through all the acupuncture meridians.
Yep.
To stabilize them.
Yeah, good.
Now, this is interesting that the US military have found out that for 3,000 years, what the Chinese are onto,
yeah,
that we have meridians going through our body,
yeah,
that they affiliate to the soul of our body somehow. Yeah.
They're using a particular discovery by a Dr. Thornton Streeter, who's a scientist, not a medical doctor. And this particular camera I've used, and it photographs the etheric fields and the chakras. So it proves they exist, and it shows you how they change their dynamic.
Fantastic. I think this is really important information, Dave. Yeah, we realize there that we're far more than we ever thought we are.
Absolutely.
And we're, as the old adage goes, we're spiritual beings having an earth experience.
We are. We're multidimensional beings, and we need to recognize that. And this talk does that. It broaches each area, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual.
Excellent, Dave. Look, thank you. Good luck on your tour.
Thank you.
More than good luck. I wish everybody good luck from across New Zealand to get to your particular wellness and anti-aging tour of Aotearoa New Zealand.
And we'll do a debrief afterwards. We'll come in again and we'll talk other stuff.
Very good. Okay, Dave, may the force be with you.
You too. Live long and prosper.
Excellent. I like that, the hand signal. Yeah, Spock was really good at it.
He was, yeah.
Okay. Cheers, brother.
Cheers. Thank you, brother.
Well, that really went well.
Yeah. Easy to do when you're in the flow, isn't it?
That was David Holden, specialist, naturopath and nutritional biochemist who's been practicing in New Zealand for over 30 years, specializing in wellness and anti-aging medicine and naturopathic oncology. And you can check out his website to make sure that you can get to the tour at holdenhealthcare.com and davidholden.co.nz, or finally facebook.com, go to Holden Health Care. As an addendum, I'm just wishing to define what is naturopathy. Naturopathy. The naturopath's spectrum comprises far more than fasting, nutrition, water and exercise. It includes approved natural healing practices such as homeopathy, acupuncture, and a vast repository of herbal means that can go back hundreds, if not thousands, of years, as well as the use of modern methods like bioresonance, ozone therapy and colon hydrotherapy at a time when modern technology, environmental pollution, poor diet and stress play a significant role in the degradation of health. And a naturopath's ability to apply natural methods of healing is of considerable importance. Decide to network. Use every letter you write, every conversation you have, every meeting you attend, every email you send. And remember, even Facebook. To tweet and to express your fundamental beliefs and dreams. Affirm to others the vision of the world you want. Network through thought. Network through action. Network through love. Network through the spirit. You are the center of a network. You are the center of the world. You are a free, immensely powerful source of life and goodness. Affirm it, spread it, radiate it. Think day and night about it, and you will see a miracle happen. The greatness of your own life in a world of big powers, media and monopolies. But of 7.6 billion individuals, networking is the new freedom, the new democracy, a new transparency, and a new form of wholeness and happiness. This originated by Dr. Robert Mueller, Chancellor of the World Peace University in Costa Rica, Central America. I invite you to be able to come to greenplanetfm.com, where we have over 400 interviews in our database, which you can readily download and listen to be able to inspire yourself to become the change you want to see in the world. And become involved in caring for your children and grandchildren's future. We are also on Facebook, on Green Planet FM, and ourplanet.org. Please come